is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, you're in the right place, class. We're going to be talking about possible disasters right here on USAPrepares.com. Your dial set correctly. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. We're broadcasting live. High atop the Ozark Mountains, Studio A, Missouri. Classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet, wherever you are, on your smartphone. There's a free smartphone app right here to download at gcnlive.com. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website. And just click on USAPrepares.com, and you'll be able to contact them right from the links on page one. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Got a full week this week. Dr. Norman Shuley is this afternoon. And tomorrow morning, Inside Banking with Senior Vice President Kevin Robertson. And on Friday at 3 o'clock, Gary Williams, our afternoon producer, interviews me. And coming up in about a minute, we're going to be talking about abrupt and violent climate change, extreme weather, and how bad it will be. The drought with John Moore, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's a seminar leader at the Get Prepared Expo. He's a talk show host, a private investigator. He's my good friend. And so we're going to be talking about violent climate change with John Moore. And there's nothing new about fastening your seatbelt when John Moore's in the classroom. So please listen very carefully. Keep an open mind. Use your own judgment and do your own research. Class, please don't panic or do anything rash. At the end of this broadcast, I'm going to tell you what I've decided to do and why. And one last warning. If you have a heart condition or you're under a lot of stress, I suggest that you switch to another GCN channel for the next hour. This broadcast is not intended to frighten you, but it may. It may. John Moore has created what I've termed a firestorm of calls and emails around the planet. I receive them right here at USAPrepares.com, and I'm receiving calls of people asking, what's happening? Are troops evacuating from military bases? Will the ocean's tides destroy coastlines? And if these troops are moving and evacuating, is it related to climate change? Is the climate change such that we will never see what we used to consider normal weather? And if so, when does this all begin? And we're going to be talking about Planet X, also known as Nibiru. And it was reportedly spotted by astronomers in the 1980s. And it lies just outside the outermost reaches of our solar system. It's been tracked by infrared equipment and is traveling in the Kuiper Belt. Supposedly, it's heading right toward us and will enter the inner solar system within days or months. And the effects of the flyby of Planet X on our planet would be enormous. Some say that the effects are being felt right now, and some say that millions, even billions of people could die. Global warming will increase, so might fires, earthquakes, drought, famine, and wars. Welcome, John Moore.
Thank you, Vincent. Good to be here.
Did I accurately describe the highlights of what we're going to be talking about?
I believe you did, absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, John, you know, you live in Missouri, and right here it's extremely hot in the Midwest. It's dry, and the sun rays are piercing our skin. You know, you've been to our farm, and you know what it used to look like, the green pastures, the ponds filled to overflowing. We had a creek that ran through the farm about 40 feet wide at the widest. And now the creek is gone. The half of our six ponds are dry and cracked on the bottom. They're so dry I can drive a backhoe across them, and the others are really low. Leaves are falling off the trees. I think the climate's changing, John.
Welcome to the new normal.
Okay. Well, tell us what we need to know.
Well, you know, Patriot Radio, Genesis and Republic and the others, you hear lots of serious stuff about the economy, possibly World War III.
Right.
What's going to happen with the flu virus and a myriad of topics, all of which have some importance. Compared to the Gulf Stream having stopped June 12, 2010, they really don't mean very much because of the adverse impact on agriculture. Now, you're a cattleman. I don't know how many head you got. It doesn't matter. But men and women involved in cattle ranching, their business model is basically how many acres of pasture per head of per cow.
Well, it used to be 2 acres per cow.
Right. Used to be. You're smart. And how much land you buy and how much debt you can service is based on how many cows the land can support. So the land these ranchers purchase or lease is based on being able to service that debt with so many cattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's turned upside down. We've been in our area, you're right, 2 acres per head. We now may be looking at 4 or even 6 acres per head with this new weather situation that is, I'm pretty sure, becoming permanent with the Gulf Stream having stopped and the regulating effect that the Gulf Stream had on the jet stream no longer being there. So the jet stream is behaving in very bizarre, unpredictable fashions so that we're not getting either the temperatures or the precipitation that everything else in agriculture is based on. So we're in deep trouble, not just cattle ranchers, but grain farmers also, any farmer involved in corn, soybeans, rice, oats, barley, spelt, and so forth. Their business model is as follows. One bad harvest for every 4 good harvests. And once again, the land that they buy, the land that they lease, the equipment they buy and lease, the seed, fertilizer, pesticides, herbicides, everything is based on that business model being fairly dependable so they can plant their crops, harvest their crops, service their debt, and have some money to make a living. That's turned upside down also, Vincent. That business model is defective and no longer works.
And I can tell you this. If I could get 4 acres per cow, I would be delighted right now. If I could get 6 acres per cow, I would be delighted right now. If I could get 10 acres per cow, I would be delighted right now.
Well, these ranchers and farmers are very bright people. Many of them have college degrees. They're on the internet like the rest of us. You know, they understand these futures markets and what's going on with these markets and their livelihoods. And they're desperately scrambling to save the family farm. Many of these family farms have been in the family for a century plus. In fact, Missouri has a century farm program where they'll recognize your farmer if it's been in the same family for 100 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're doing what they can. They're holding on, selling off cattle if they need to maintain the rest of the herd. The grain farmers are cutting back on how much they plant. Some of these grain farmers have these huge circular irrigation devices. It's been so hot and so dry, Vincent, they can only irrigate half the circle. So they're giving up, voluntarily giving up, half the crop to turn basically to waste product while they save the other half.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they can at least break even and be able to service the debt on everything that they have the debt to service. That's where we are.
Okay. So what's causing this, John?
Well, when the jet stream stopped, when the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, it no longer regulated the jet stream. Now, 5 miles above your head where you're sitting, Vincent, where I am, and everybody listening to you and I, no matter where they are or what time of day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's 200 mile an hour winds, 5 miles, 6 miles up. That's called the jet stream. And that jet stream is what, in North America anyway, drives our weather patterns generally from the west to the east. That's no longer happening. The jet stream is now, at least over the Midwest where you and I are, it's going due north, bypassing the Midwest and taking with it and going past us with the precipitation and the normal temperatures that we've grown used to, which typically this time of year would be in the high 80s to low 90s would be typical temperatures for August and July. that's gone. That dependability of weather, that dependability of precipitation is gone, and agriculture as we knew it no longer exists. It will be agriculture will still be there, but it will be under different circumstances.
Is that why, John, I notice when I look up at the clouds, they don't seem to be moving at all? I mean, they just, when I was a young person in the 50s and 60s, the clouds, you could see them, you know, moving across the sky. There were different kinds of clouds. Now, you know, Stratus, Cirrus, and Nimbus, and now it looks like they don't move at all. They just kind of stay there.
I've observed that also. We had a pretty good-looking storm front west of my home here yesterday, the day before. It could look like it could have produced some rain. I look at it on the radar, and then 4 or 5 hours later, I look at it, and it hasn't moved.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And anybody involved in agriculture or construction work where their livelihood depends on what the weather does or does not do, they watch, and of course people in aviation, they watch the weather scrupulously. A lot of people watch it just because they're interested. But if your livelihood depends on it, you watch it with intense interest. And it's doing very strange and bizarre things. Your local weather guy or weather gal on your local TV station, they'll go this far. They'll say the following. The jet stream is doing strange things we've never seen it do before, which
right,
is true.
Right.
However, they won't go the next step. Now, they may blame this on something like El Nino or La Nina, which are temporary events caused by what the Pacific Ocean is doing, which is not the problem. Those temporary events, if they hang their head on that, people know they're temporary, and that means we will recover and go back to what's considered normal weather patterns. So that gives people hope. And that's what they're doing is obfuscating, giving people hope. It's false hope. False hope based on non-scientific evidence. The real evidence is the Gulf Stream stopped, and the jet stream is no longer behaving in a normal fashion. Now, on my website, thelibertyman.com, we have a screen capture from the U.S. Navy website where they have sea surface temperatures posted every 24 hours, a screen capture from when the Gulf Stream was still working and working normally. And then we also have a link to the current Navy website showing what the Gulf Stream is doing right now, which is nothing.
John Moore's with me, and we're talking about violent climate change, rapid climate change. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about, are the troops moving? Are they evacuating the coasts? And what about Planet X? I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Moore's with me, and we're talking about violent climate change. John, I was on the phone last night with Richard from upstate New York, and we talked about the violent climate change and some of the things that we're going to be talking about right now. And he's very concerned about your thoughts on military evacuations.
All right.
Tell us what that means. I think you are the person that, started talking about
that.
You
know a little bit about more about who I am and how I spent my life.
Yeah.
45 years ago, I graduated from the U.S. Military Intelligence School as an intelligence analyst. I did a 3-year tour of duty as an intelligence analyst, including a tour in Vietnam. And the past 40 years, since 1973, I've been a criminal investigator, investigating every crime that you can imagine from murder on down. I've been a radio talk show host since 1995, and I've developed a lot of contacts around the country, many of them radio talk show hosts, which amounts to a private intelligence network. Men and women that I've worked with for these 15, 17 years or so, we've developed working relationships as anybody would do in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
It's the nature, as you know, Vincent, for radio talk show hosts themselves to have their own list of people that they contact. So
yes.
Every radio talk show host I work with in my network has their own list of contacts. Through these methods, I have determined to my satisfaction through my private confidential sources that they're beginning in May, May of this year, large numbers of Russian special forces, what's called Spetsnaz, have started coming into the country, initially into the Fort Carson area near Denver, allegedly for a training exercise. We found out since that they initially assigned 200 Spetsnaz to each American fort, as what we would call advance party. The advance party's job is to prepare the way for the large numbers. We're now getting word that the large numbers are starting to arrive today, coming across the Canadian border, which I haven't, I need to refresh my memory by reading what Stanislav Lunev has said, one of the highest ranking Russian defectors. But I've been told that Lunov's writings state that prior to an invasion or occupation of the United States being obvious, that there would be thousands of Russian commandos, Spetsnaz, coming into the country covertly. And, yes, it is possible to move thousands of men and their equipment and supplies covertly. It is absolutely possible to do that. One of our one of my contacts works at a commercial airport in Minnesota. He says that for more than a week there's been two Boeing passenger jets land in a darkened area of the airport behind a berm. The passengers get off under cover of darkness. They load up on three 50-person buses, along with all their luggage, which consists of duffel bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's 300 a day. He's supposed to get more information for me in the next couple of days, try to find out more information on the aircraft, where they're coming from, some tail numbers, and possibly even get an eyeball on the passengers. Now, to my knowledge, the only people that travel with duffel bags for luggage generally are military personnel. We believe that we're going to find out that these are foreign troops, possibly Russians. They could be other East European troops, possibly even Cubans. We don't know yet. So we hope to get more details there. I expect to have my radio show next week. A police officer who was in a store at Fort Collins, Colorado, in the last 72 hours. There were a couple of young men speaking the Russian language back and forth. Then they segued into speaking English with a Nebraska neutral accent instantly. We're getting reports like this from Walmarts and other stores nearby American forts, like Killeen, Texas, for example, which is near Fort Hood, where I've been to Fort Hood. It's a pretty miserable place, quite frankly, Fort Hood, Texas. It's very desert-like conditions in the summertime. Regardless, the reports are numerous. They're verified by private confidential sources.
John Moore's with me. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about Russian troops coming to the United States, special forces, abrupt climate change, violent climate change. And when we come back, I'm going to ask John Moore why all this is happening. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Well, today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds
during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Moore's with me, and he's talking about Russian troops, special forces, arriving in the United States of America. And I've got two questions that I'd like to ask him right now. First of all, John, how reliable are these sources, and how confident are you that they are accurate?
Well, my sources are men that I've, and some women that I've worked with for years as a radio talk show host. I've been on their shows. They've been on my show. Mm-hmm. And I regard what they tell me as being highly reliable and very consistent with what I know to be the ultimate plan of the Politburo in Moscow, as revealed by Anatoly Golitsyn in his book published in 1984 titled New Lies for Old. Golitsyn is the highest-ranking KGB officer ever to defect to the United States, and he defected 40 years ago. And he wrote his book and published it in 1984, and I have two copies of it. In his book, he talks about the Berlin Wall coming down, the East European communist countries becoming democracies, and the same thing happening with the Soviet Union. all of which did happen 5 years, 6 years after he published his book, all of which is part of a contrived plan to cause the West to disarm and think that communism is dead and no longer a threat, which is exactly what's happened. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the original Marxist plan dating back to 1917 has never changed, which is to dominate the world militarily, economically, politically, and socially with international communism. So it's very consistent.
So, John, so is there a link between these special forces arriving here and the weather? And we need to talk about these base evacuations that you have been mentioning.
All military bases near oceans, whether the Marines or Navy or Army, they're in the process of moving out heavy equipment under cover of darkness, heavy expensive equipment under cover of darkness in convoy so it doesn't upset the civilians or alert them, either one. Ships at the Norfolk Naval Base are being taken out of dry dock as quick as they can to be made seaworthy, put them out to sea where they'll be safe. And the men and women are incrementally moving, being told they're being moved to get ready for World War III, being told they're being moved as routine measures, being told they're getting ready for civil disorder. The last thing they're telling them is that they're not going to tell these men and women they're being evacuated because the oceans are coming up. That's not going to happen. There are a few very high-level people, field-grade officers, that are part of continuity of government contingency planning. They're being told the real reason, but very few others are. Now, the Russians, of course, the Spetsnaz, they're just as aware of this, and they have incorporated what's going on with Nibiru into their plans. And what their mission statement is coming across from Canada is, quote-unquote, whatever the flyby of Nibiru doesn't destroy, we will destroy. And my information is they're coming across the border with their heavy armor and artillery both.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about, World War III. It's, you know, John, that was our worst fear when we were growing up. And,
Children of the Cold War in that period, that was something, you know, duck and cover, as if that would save you during a nuclear event. But that's what they, you know, had us doing in the elementary schools.
They did. And all it would do is keep the glass from hitting some of us when the glass blew out in the schools.
Right. Well, if you're close enough to have blast effects, you're going to be irradiated so heavily, you'll die a slow, miserable death is all that's going to happen.
Well, John, so there's the link between Planet X, the troop movements, the Soviets. You believe that Soviets are trying to take over the United States, which they said they would. And I remember Nikita Khrushchev taking off his shoe at the United Nations General Assembly, pounding it on the table, and saying, "We will bury you."
Right, right.
Yeah,
that's very true. Now, the reports I'm getting are very disturbing, and they've been confirmed multiple. I can't even count how many times. Confirmed independently by men I've worked with, going back to my tour in the Army Reserves and Special Forces back in 1979, and moving forward with many confidential private sources confirming that the Russian troops are, in fact, at these military bases right now on August 16, 2012, the advance party. The large numbers, I've been told, are coming in across Canada, probably by rail and highway both. They're coming into airports under cover of darkness. We're being set up for an occupation here. The Department of Homeland Security is complicit in this. Hussein Obama is complicit in this. And they will be incorporated, the Russian troops will be incorporated into the Department of Homeland Security. There will be some kind of event. It may be the weather event, as it's sometimes called, or Nibiru, or possibly a man-made event, that will cause an emergency to bring these Russian troops out of these bases onto American streets. They may be wearing American uniforms, they may not. I don't know. They can blend in and look like and talk just like American troops.
John, you mentioned a few names a couple seconds ago, and you talked about complicit. Is that treason?
Obviously, it's treason. Obviously and clearly, it's treason, and Hussein Obama should be arrested and charged with treason. Of course, the Department of Justice isn't going to do that. It would take basically a military coup to do that at this point in time.
John, let's switch to Planet X. It was observed in the 1980s through infrared radio telescopes, and that's what I read. And
right.
If that's true, tell us what that means and what we're in for, please.
Well, the existence of the 10th planet is scientifically verifiable and provable. I do have a copy of the Rand McNally 1985 edition of the Rand McNally Encyclopedia of Astronomy, which on page 40 and 41 gives an illustration of our solar system showing the orbits of all the 9 planets, plus the orbit of the 10th planet, the Nibiru, right there in Rand McNally, which is not exactly it's mainstream. I mean, it's as mainstream as a publishing house can possibly be. We have the 10-minute interview with Dr. Harrington on a DVD at my website, Are We Alone, where Dr. Harrington talks about the 10th planet as scientific fact. And I've debriefed, at this point, more than 24 Navy veterans who were at the briefings talking about the oceans that will come out of their basins during their lifetimes. And you've met, I know yourself, Benson, before you even knew about me or my work, you were around Springfield, Missouri, bumping into retired intelligence officers and retired Navy people living around the Springfield, Missouri area. And it did cause you to kind of scratch your head and wonder, why in the world? I mean, I know this area is beautiful and nice, but why are there so many of these kind of guys living here?
Well, John, you're absolutely right. I selected Missouri because it's away from a lot of problems, and I wanted a place that had clean air, clean water, of course, low taxes, and freedom from government intervention, and I wanted altitude. Those are the things that we wanted, and we wanted to have drainage. So we live, in a fairly high altitude in the Missouri Ozarks, and so if there's a flood, it's going to drain downhill from our farm.
Exactly.
And yes, I did meet lots of retired military people. As I started to put on the expo and as I started broadcasting, I found more and more and more. And very slowly they opened up to the reasons why they're here.
And the reason is, drum roll please.
Well, they're very concerned about rising tides. And for all the reasons that I mentioned, they wanted to be away from all the problems.
Right,
and
right. Well, in more detail, during these classified briefings, which started in 1979, by the way, I traced it back to a briefing of admirals in New Orleans in 1979 because I've debriefed one of the men who was there and set up the meeting room. They were told that during their lifetimes, these oceans would come out of their basins and that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is one of the known safe havens for all the reasons you just stated. Altitude, growing season, climate, plenty of water, plenty of drainage, no major cities, and for all those reasons, many thousands of military people, especially submarine veterans, especially people connected to Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine intelligence, have relocated to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks when they retire.
Well, that's what I've found, and I didn't know why at the time, and I actually didn't know before we selected our location here in the Ozarks. I didn't know that there were so many here, but yes, it is absolutely true. So, John, when this Planet X Nibiru does a flyby, when will we start feeling the effects, according to your information?
Well, we already are feeling the effects. When the Gulf Stream stopped, there's a direct cause and effect relationship with a neighbor for the Gulf Stream having stopped. We've seen incidents of the jet stream coming to the surface of the planet. Straight line winds, 100-plus miles an hour, they just come up out of nowhere, causing, and these aren't tornadoes, causing the damage that they cause. The bizarre, dangerous, violent weather events we've been having for several years now, those are all direct cause and effect relationships with the 10th planet. Now, when it does get close to us on this flyby, we're going to see a dramatic increase in what we're already seeing in earthquakes, both number and severity, seismic activity, and volcanism. The volcanoes become more frequent and larger. We're seeing that as well also. That will continue as the 10th planet gets deeper into our solar system to the point where they become daily events. And we're right near the tipping point where earthquakes and volcanoes have become daily events on mainstream news. Violent weather has become almost daily events on mainstream news, all of which I wrote about in my paper, No Need for Panic, published in January 2006. At the close of passage, we will see 200-mile-an-hour winds. We may see a kill shot from the sun in terms of a solar flare.
When John Moore comes back, I'm going to let you know what I'm doing to prepare and why and what for. And we're going to be talking more about violent climate change, troop movements, and Planet X. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Moore's with me, and we are talking about troop movements. We're talking about violent climate change. We're talking about what's coming and what's heading our way in the drought. And, John, I've talked to over-the-road truckers for the last couple of weeks, and I've asked them if they've seen any out-of-the-ordinary troop movements, heavy military vehicles on the road, and they have not. Does that jive with under cover of darkness? Is that what that is?
Right. Well, they're, when these, for example, when these men get off these Boeing aircraft up in Minnesota, they get on civilian buses.
Okay.
The military knows how to keep secrets if they choose to.
Okay.
If we start having large numbers of foreign military vehicles coming in the country beginning today, they won't be able to hide that. At some point, it won't matter anymore. And we may be near that point. I guess we'll see.
John, let me. I promised that I would say what I'm going to do, and I'd like to do that now, and then I'd like to ask you if you are stepping up your preparation. So I'm acting on what I know for sure, what I've seen with my own eyes, and I see the sun's rays changing. It's the increase in temperature, the resulting drought. I see the plant leaves curling up, and they can't take it when the full rays of the sun beat down on them. Gardens need more water. The ponds and creeks and streams and rivers are drying up here in the Midwest. So I've decided to dig in for now. Our home is a stone farmhouse. I bought a water buffalo, which is a 400-gallon stainless steel military surplus tank on a trailer for potable water. And I've been using that to keep our pond catfish alive. I'm hauling water every day. I want to drill another well, a deeper well, as a backup. I bought earth-moving equipment, a Case 580 backhoe, which is able to dig deeper ponds should it ever rain again here. And I don't know another location that I would prefer. So I am preparing for tornadoes, earthquakes, supply line distribution problems, grid down situations, meaning no power. And that also means I won't be broadcasting twice a day. That's what I'm doing, John. You have any suggestions, thoughts on...
Well, I do. As my sergeant told me in basic training 45 years ago, more pay attention to detail. So I'm looking at all the little things that may have been overlooked, like getting a supply of batteries for my optics and rifle scopes and night vision, for example. Night vision is very important. Almost half of every day is darkness. Night vision now is easy to get if you can pay for it. And during a crisis, it'll be one of the first things that won't be available, either because of government restrictions or there's simply things don't work anymore, like PayPal and, ordering something over the telephone with a MasterCard. So get your night vision now while you can. Any things overlooked in your preparedness, whether it's food, communications equipment, medical supplies, take care of it now while you can. Ammunition sales could be cut off in a heartbeat. It would just take an executive order because of a crisis. So be sure you get plenty of ammo now while you can. That'll be shut down instantly during any kind of major crisis. So pay attention to detail. Take care of all those little things and big things that have been overlooked if you've been procrastinating. And get it done now while you can.
John, right now there are sales on food, cans of food. And you could buy, last week we announced at the meetup, you could buy vegetables at 39 cents a can. They were cleaning out the inventory so that the new crop, which is very poor and very low yield, is being produced right now. So the old stock is going on sale at 39 cents a can in lots of places, maybe 40 and 50 cents a can in your locations. I suggest that you do that right now.
Good idea, man.
John Moore, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the heads up and shedding light on the information about the troop movements and Planet X and the drought. Above all, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.